The Aeron chair. It's the instantly recognizable mesh-backed ergonomic office chair. Nearly 7 million Aerons have been sold to date by the Herman Miller Company of West Michigan.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
But the chair that epitomizes today's office actually began life as something designed for a completely different consumer. Don Chadwick and Bill Stumpf designed the Aeron for the Herman Miller Company, and Don Chadwick joins us now from Los Angeles. Don, good to talk with you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you as well.
When you first began designing what ultimately became the Aeron, you and Bill didn't have office warriors in mind, did you?
Well, Bill and I believe that what had been done before and what was currently available wouldn't satisfy our approach. So we set out to take a totally different look at how an office chair worked and how it looked and how it responds to the environment it's to be used in.
What was it about the existing chairs that you just looked at and said, no, that's not going to be my chair?
Well, to be blunt, a lot of them were boring because they were predictable.
And you wanted something that really was distinct. What do you believe works about the Aeron? I mean, why are there 17 million of them or so in offices around the country?
The uniqueness of the chair, obviously, is the woven suspension because it broke away from the traditional use of foam and fabric on office chairs. Just looking at the chair, the image that you have is this semi-transparent chair with a minimal amount of support surface.
I'm looking at one now. So you're right. Minimal amount. And I've got to imagine environmentally, we're a lot better off than without all that foam.
Exactly. I think it was one of the first products Herman Miller consciously helped develop that cut back on a lot of the materials that didn't lend themselves to environmentalists.
Don Chadwick, as a designer, what does it feel like for you to see something that you conceived with your partner Bill and your design partner, and you labored over this, and now it's pretty omnipresent. It's really a part of the culture. What does that feel like?
I feel flattered, and I traveled quite a bit, and it's interesting that you can find those chairs as far away as Iceland and Scandinavia and in Asia. It's really a worldwide chair.
Well, on behalf of office workers everywhere who more and more now we're sitting, you know, we're not moving around too much at the office because we're chained to our laptops. And so on behalf of bottoms all over the world, we want to say thank you, Don Chadwick.
Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate talking to you.